Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 2:11, and for the rest of the Perek, meaning the last four Mishnayos, we're going to talk about trees making a nuisance. So the first case here is where one's neighbor has a bore, like a water storage cistern, and he wants to put a tree in his backyard, but the tree is close to the cistern. The issue here is the roots of the tree. The concern is that the roots of the tree will move over into his neighbor's property and actually puncture or crack the cistern, causing damage of a leak. So the Mishnah says, "Marchikin esa ilan min habor esrim v'chamesh ama." The distance you need to put your tree base, where you plant it, from where your neighbor's cistern is 25 amos. The thought is that's the distance that the roots could likely travel to cause damage. Uvacharuv of a shikma, if you're talking about a bigger tree, like a carob tree or a sycamore tree, so then chamishim ama, then you need to give it 50 amos space, says the Tana Kama. Bein milamala, bein minatzad. It doesn't matter if the altitude of the tree is higher or lower, really, in truth, than the neighboring cistern. The point is that the roots could go down to the top of the cistern, or they can go up through the bottom of the cistern. So in any case, it's a problem. Therefore, you have to distance it 25 amos, or for these bigger trees, the carob and the shikma, 50 amos. Im habor kadma. Now, if the boar was there first, which means the guy who planted the tree, he was out of line in planting his tree because he shouldn't have put it so close, if it's within 25 amos. Therefore, kotzetz venos nodamim. He has to cut it down, but even though he has to cut it down, the neighbor who has the cistern must reimburse him for the cost of losing his tree. This is really in contrast to what we had before in Mishnah Zayin, where we said if a person planted legally, then he's going to be reimbursed, but if he planted illegally, he won't be reimbursed. Here, this person planted, I'll call it illegally, meaning that you're not supposed to plant so close to your friend's cistern, but still he's allowed to get reimbursed. The difference is, it's a difference between you planting in your own backyard and messing up your neighbor, a private person, than you planting on the perimeter of a city and messing up the public. So the public has more rights and schus, etc., than the private person. The private person, he can also say your tree is causing a nuisance, but he must reimburse for the loss of the tree. On the other hand, im ilan kadam, if the tree was there first, then the neighbor put the cistern within 25 amos, so then lo yokots, the neighbor with the cistern has no right to demand the tree get cut down. He chose to put a cistern there, so now he's going to have to live with the consequences. Safek zekadam, safek zekadam. If we're not sure who was there first, the tree or the cistern, lo yakots, then the din is you can't force your neighbor to cut down his tree, because usual case of safek mamun, it's motzim mechaver levaraya. The burden of proof is on the one who wants the tree cut down. The cistern guy, if he can't prove it, he can't force the tree cut down. Now that's the Tana Kama Shita like the Chachamim. However, Biyosi, who we've seen already before, he disagrees in general. His basic principle is, if a person's acting in his own rishus, he's allowed to do what he wants. He doesn't have to be careful of his neighbor's stuff. And therefore, a person wants to plant a tree in his backyard, his neighbor has a boar, too bad for the boar guy. I'm doing something very reasonable. I'm planting a tree in my backyard. I have every right to do so. And if it bothers you, you solve the problem. It's not my problem. And again, Rabbi Yossi agrees, if you're causing like what's referred to as gira delay, like arrows, the same way you can't shoot arrows that cause damage, if you're planting, doing something which causes an immediate, direct, prompt damage to your neighbor, that's not allowed. But here, you're planting a tree, good, in 10 years' time, maybe the roots will go and cause damage, that's not your problem. So says Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afal Pisha Habor Kodemes Le'ilan, even if the pit, the cistern was there first, and then the guy planted his tree in his backyard, Lo Yakotz, he doesn't have to cut it down. Shezeh Chofer B'soch Shelo V'zeh Noteh B'soch Shelo. Each person, one guy put the pit in his backyard, this guy put the tree in his backyard. Everyone's allowed to do what they want to do in their own backyard. They're not causing immediate damage to anybody else, no gear delay. Do what you want, and then, you know, the nizak will have to do what he has to do to protect himself. So in the case of the boar, as we'll see later on in the next Mishnah, the cistern guy is allowed to chop on his property. He can cut the roots if they're threatening the roots that are in his property. He can cut if they're threatening his pit. That's allowed. But to force him to cut down his tree, that he can't do. And the halacha, like I said before, is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning a person is allowed to do what he wants in his own backyard, unless he's causing gear delay, direct, immediate, prompt damage to his neighbor. That's not the case in the tree versus the cistern. Therefore, a person can plant the tree in his backyard, no need to distance it 25 amos, halacha lemaisa, but the cistern guy can chop down the roots that are encroaching in his property, making him nervous about damaging his cistern.